Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at Graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
If you followed any of Twitter or social media, you've seen hashtag Zeke Watch all day long.
Yep.
The NFL Network's been covering it. We've obviously been covering it. I do have an update on the whereabouts of Zeke.
Whoa.
Breaking and first heard here on The Fan.
Fine.
No one else has this. I guarantee
it.
Really?
Is he finding his position for the next St. Paddy's Day parade? Just getting there early?
Itolo just DM'd me on Twitter, at KT Fun Tweets.
Hold on a second.
I'm out.
This is Itolo that's just a listener that's like, hey, man, I saw Zeke at Whataburger.
Is this the guy that texted us 7 years ago that said he saw D-Will at Lids?
Yeah, he was buying hats for his whole family. Bunch of Mavs hats.
This listener has 60 followers. One of those followers won Gavin Hockey Hawk Spittle. So what do you think about his credibility
69.
Now?
69.
So he's a listener?
KT, I just shook Zeke's hand. I'm in Frisco, and I'm not kidding. I said, where at? He said, the Sheraton Stonebriar Hotel, 500 yards south of the Star.
There's a Sheraton?
So, right hashtag there, right there. Zeke Watch National Media.
Second.
Homeboys in Frisco.
Oh, my God. The NFL Network just picked up what KT said.
Hold
it's
on.
Everywhere.
There's an Omni Hotel there. I don't know that there's a Sheraton.
Ben?
And by the way,
he said the Sheraton Stonebriar Hotel. Let's just look it up, man.
Okay.
Not that big of a problem. We talked yesterday about the golf cart incidents at the Stonebriar Golf Course.
If you guys catch me at a hotel in the middle of the day, don't talk about it on the radio.
Jeez.
By the way,
Mike.
Whoa, you just gave up who the Tolo was?
Sheraton. No.
He just said Tolo Mike.
It was insane. And this is
oh, it's update. Okay. Let's hear the testimonial.
It was insane to shake his hand.
I walked up and kind of freaked out. But he shook my hand when I said, what's up? No BS. As soon as I started to walk away, they got up and got on the elevator immediately.
What's up?
I like the idea of all these people just DMing whatever banal things they saw in Frisco to KT and immediately reading it on the air.
We are having breaking news because this actually happened in the Stonebriar Hotel, Ben, the Sheraton Stonebriar Hotel. Right there off Legacy Commons.
Is that right?
Right there, 500 yards south of the Star.
I don't think it's
so. This is a legit report.
I think it's
first on The Fan.
Yeah.
And I will hashtag Zeke Watch my nuts.
Woo! Well done. Wow. Hey, I like it. I'll tell you this. You know, it's not great reporting by any means, and it's not a credible.
It's not great reporting.
It's not a credible source.
Mike Tolo report.
Like five guys on our station follow this guy.
But I'll take it.
And I'm not one of them. But
no, I'm not attacking that guy. I'm just saying he doesn't have any credibility. But I like it. I like updates like that. I'm the guy who took to air, the guy that worked at Lids who told us that. Who told us that D-Will was there buying Mavs hats 7 years ago? So I like this.
Local sports radio talk show Ben Rogers reporting that D-Will likes paraphernalia.
Would you guys like a breaking news update from the AutoFlex Leasing fan text?
Yes, yes.
This from the 817. I'm driving by the star right now. Zeke is on the overpass flipping off all the cars.
Oh, okay. Now, I don't
sounds
think that's
credible.
That's believable. That's actually believable.
I don't think that's accurate.
Yeah.
I do
I'm
have
out.
A quick
Shippy.
Sports update, and then we'll get to this Cowboys stuff. I do have the number on the Mike Daniels deal. So for everyone that wanted the Cowboys to go sign Mike Daniels, would you have been good for 1 year at $9 million?
No, that's the Quinn deal.
7.8 fully guaranteed.
That's, how good is he?
He good.
I mean, he's been a really good all-pro player for a long, long time.
How old is he now?
30. It's a different position, but it's a very similar situation to what they did with Quinn. Very similar.
Yeah.
But contract's almost the same.
Three technique.
They're about the same age.
He'll play one and the three there. I mean, he's 305, 310 pounds. I just thought he was a guy who's out of gas, personally.
That's what Miami thought of Quinn. That's why they didn't want to pay him that last year.
Change of scenery helps him.
Well, yeah, and they were rebuilding too, right?
Yep.
Yeah, they were tanking at the time, and then they traded for Josh Rosen, though. So things, you know.
Right.
I mean, they're probably still.
Josh Rosen's not the recipe for, hey, let's win it all this year.
But Hearns is.
But now that they have Hearns and Bryce Butler.
Mrs. Hearn.
Okay, y'all want to get some of this audio, Cowboys State of the Team address?
It's about time.
So basically, I think it is the Zeke stuff. That's what everyone's going nuts about. So let's talk about that.
Okay.
I thought Cuddle Levin was great, Shippy, where Jane Slater asked Jerry, hey, are you guys going to find Zeke? Because he hasn't reported.
Does that mean that you guys will be fining Ezekiel Elliott for not being here today?
It provides for that.
Does that mean that you guys will?
Again, it certainly provides for that, and I've not ever made it a practice of getting into the details of how we execute our agreements or how we operate within our agreements. But his agreement provides for fines, and it's certainly doable under the CBA.
That'd have been great if you said, if only you guys knew the dead stuff. But you don't, and you never will.
Cut 24, this is Steven, and they got into, does the devaluation of the running back position influence these contract talks and Zeke's holdout?
Absolutely. I think everything's involved in a negotiation, whether it's the value of a position, whether it's a player's age, whether it's his health, whatever it may be. You know, it's a full body of work at the end of the day, and you put all that together. You know, Jerry said it. We're talking about these things all the time and talking about what their longevity is, how long do we think they can play, whether it's any position on this football team. So all the things go into the mix when you're trying to not only put together a team for this year, but long term. We have to look at that in terms of, you know, what the salary cap is this year, what's it going to be next year, what's it going to be in the future, and, you know, what's our team going to look like as we move forward. It's certainly not where you want your coaches focused right now. We want them focused on trying to win a championship this year. But certainly it's something that we have to do, you know, in personnel and cap in terms of looking at the future. But all that comes into play and certainly a part of it.
I love when Jerry was talking about what Steven was all talking about there, and he was talking about, you know, that being a part of their everyday process as germane to them as walking in and flipping on the light switch.
That's so great.
It's what we do.
And also want to say this, if you missed the presser earlier and you hear the weird sound in the background, it was the craziest thing. And Skin identified what the sound was, but essentially right when the press conference started, somebody at a nearby development started running a stucco machine.
Yeah, they were blowing stucco onto the walls. And you know what's crazy about this? I didn't realize this until we got here. It used to be that when you drove up on the camp, you could see all the fields. Man, they've got enough construction going on in those apartment complexes now. I totally forgot that we were right up on the field. When we were turning into the old hotel, I was like, this isn't it. Where's the field? Oh, it's blocked because of all that apartment construction.
I thought some construction workers were just back there watching the Vern Troyer sex tape.
It did kind of sound like it. But do you guys ever, like, sound freaked me out. Like, it legitimately freaked me out. Like, I was wondering, because it was super loud, and I thought it was either a toy plane flying by or, yeah,
a drone. Yeah.
Well, I thought it could be like a drone, and I thought the worst. I was like, because that's where my mind goes, and I'm like, oh, my God, what if this is like a terrorist act, and there's like a drone that's about to drop a bomb on us or something?
It just kind of agitated me. I didn't go to the worst-case scenario because no one was panicked by it.
Right.
So it made me think that everyone knew what, it was something that was happening and they couldn't do anything about it.
I just also watched Hotel Mumbai on the flight.
Is that
really
what
good
you
movie.
Were watching?
Good movie, yeah. Back to you, KT.
I saw you watching something weird.
Was I snoring?
Snorting?
Yep.
Yep.
So the another thing from the State of the Team address, Shippy, let's go to Cut 19. They asked Jerry, is there any concern about the precedent you've set and how you handle this Zeke situation, considering he's got 2 years left on his deal?
Well, I'll answer this way. Anytime you look at a player, that usually means you're going to look at many players because you've got to put it in perspective of the entire available dollars to pay the team. And I'd say there are very few conversations that Stephen and I have, but what at the at some point in that conversation, we're not discussing player, its impact on other players, relative to the cap and financial. It's almost like getting up and turning the lights on. It's such an everyday concurrence. There's no that you live with this all the time. And so that when you don't have the player on the field for whatever reason, then you would be discussing, well, that's why we put that in place. That's why we have that in place. What are the repercussions there? It is not alarming that you have to get up or go to bed thinking about some aspect of it when you're dealing at with the numbers of contracts that you are. So that's why I don't want to seem cavalier. Zeke is an outstanding player. I don't want to seem cavalier about it, but I also don't want to be unrealistic being alarmed about it. This is what we do. This is the air we breathe. And if you flared and knee-jerked or went just because you have parts of it that need addressing, you wouldn't be a good manager and you wouldn't be functioning. So I just want to put it in perspective, notwithstanding what is important to you, that our fans have a feel for the consequences and what this is about, Zeke not being here. I want to say to you, this is business as usual.
Guys, the DEFCON scale has not moved one bit. That's what he's saying.
No. Not budget. I mean, he's think about the wars he's gone through.
Yeah.
Well, think about how much more serious it was when Emmitt Smith was holding out in what, 93 or whatever that was. I mean, think of that, you know, that makes your coconuts go back up inside your body and maybe scares you a little bit. But that didn't even scare him.
Shouldn't bother him.
No. Look, dude, think about the perspective of it. It's seriously, if he is a general manager in his first year on the job, he's freaking out. He's got perspective, the perspective of life. That's what experience brings. It's like you go through, and it applies to everything. We could go through something crazy in our business, but if we've gone through it before, we're less rattled by it.
Right.
It is what it is. And like, it's just the perspective you get with experience is incredibly valuable, and that's why I was hesitant to switch from Romo to Dak. It's like that experience is so valuable. It's invaluable. It's valuable in life. It's valuable in sports. It's valuable in everything. But, you know, you've gained. It's just a question of in the NFL of your body as a quarterback and withhold the beating you take by the time you acquire all the information you need to have great experience. Like maybe Dak's turned that corner and he's going to be he's matured and he's grown and he's ready to take that next step this year. But I digress. We're talking about Jerry Jones, who's built an empire. Dude, he doesn't. His hand's not shaking ever.
You know, you just thought of something or said something, Ben, that made me. I was thinking about this last week. At the time, it sucked for everybody, but one of the best things that could have happened to Dak for this year is going through the six games without Zeke at the end of his second season, and everyone's saying he can't play. That's great for his development, because I think everybody on this show at least believes he can play, and so you know we've seen him play in an optimal situation as a rookie. He did really, really well. And then we saw him through adversity, and then when they actually got him a legit wide receiver to go along with his run game, and even though he lost Travis and some things had changed, he played better. You know, that's real normal. It's very abnormal to just show up and everything is pristine all the time. You know, those quarterbacks, they've got to go through those situations to learn how they're going to react to them. And if you look at You know, this is why, I mean, there's a lot of people say, you know, don't show me the one loss record. That's not a quarterback stat. And it's not a quarterback stat. It's a result of history. That's all a one loss record is. Here's the result of what happened over the last 3 years. And while he was getting destroyed and dealing with that, for the most part, the team was able to maintain. And so that sucked when the team went through it and when fans went through it. It's going to be pretty good for this year that he's gone through those sorts of things, especially if the Zeke holdout does end up going into the year. I don't think any of us believe that it will, but if it does, he's been through it before.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for their members. USDA Choice Boneless Beef Tri-Tip Roast, Untrimmed Twin Pack, just $4.99 per pound. Signature Farms Boneless Skinless Chicken Breasts, Thighs or Wings. Buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Progresso Soup, 18 to 19 ounce selected varieties. Buy two, get four free when you buy six. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Whether you want to
buy, buy, buy
in a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market, Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.